Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Daniel chapters 1 to 3. How can we face problems effectively like Daniel? We read in Daniel chapter 2 verses 14 to 19 like this. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning the secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. It is sometimes difficult, even impossible for us as mortal humans to understand how God is implementing his predestined plan to further both his glory and our good. In the case of Daniel, God initiated his plan by troubling King Nebuchadnezzar with dreams, so much so that he could not sleep. In order to compound the situation, the king demanded from all the astrologers, magicians and sorcerers in his kingdom to both reveal his dream and interpret it. Rightly so, these men admitted that it was an impossible task that only God could do. This provoked the king to intense anger as he ordered all the wise men to be executed. In these precarious moments of his life, Daniel made use of two valuable resources that he had: three close friends who shared his spiritual faith and the power of prayer. Daniel and his friends knew the God of heaven, who is merciful, answers prayers, reveals secret, establishes rulers, and will one day set up his kingdom. This group of prayer partners united together and fought a spiritual battle on their knees against despair and defeat. Now they had no one but God who could help them to understand the king's dream and otherwise deliver them from certain death. When we face problems, to whom do we turn for support, wisdom, encouragement, and solutions? Daniel's experience teaches us that a close knit of trustworthy friends who can offer godly wisdom and prayer support may be worth more than a dozen acquaintance with the right connections. How can we face problems effectively like Daniel? Daniel and his friends provide us with an effective model of faithful testimony under the threat of death. Let us follow their example and implement the following 5 steps when we face problems in our lives. Step number 1, trust God to give us wise and tactful words when speaking to the antagonist. Let us discipline ourselves to speak words that are soft and entreating. Step 2, when facing threatening circumstances, turn quickly to the Lord for help. Believe that the Lord is able to deliver us from the most difficult circumstances. Step number 3, enlist the prayers of one or more friends who will sincerely join us to pray in unity. And this is what our Lord Jesus has promised us, that if two of us agree on earth concerning anything and we ask, it will be done for them by God. Step number 4, thank God and praise Him profusely for answering our prayers. And step number 5, bear testimony before others of the great things that God has done for us. Let us dare to be like Daniel, who expected great things from God as well as attempted great things for God. God will then raise us up like Daniel to serve Him in positions of power and authority even in our lifetime.